say it with us. Thank you, Lord. Like I was going down, but you love
came in and rescued me. Wanna thank you, Lord, for being there for me.
Can you say it one more time? Say thank you. If I can get everybody here just to sing along with us. Thank you, Lord. Give him thanks. For me, with a grateful heart. Seemed like I was going now. But you love.
Life, love, religion, relationships, and so much more. And now, it's your man, Vincent Ellis White.
That's right.
Of the Vincent Ellis White Show, coming to you live from the studios of iShoutForJoy.com.
That's right. The boys in the building, Vincent Ellis White. Vincent Ellis White Show broadcasting live from our Shout for Joy studios in Richmond, Virginia. Feeling very blessed, feeling very happy to be here today. Got my brothers in here, got my sister in here. I want to go ahead and shout everybody out. Yeah. First and foremost, got my co-host, my girl, Miss Chavette Mitchell. How you doing today?
What it do, what it do, what it do? Good to be here, excited to be here. Hello to all of our listeners, of course, that are tuning in from all across the World Wide Web. Big shout out to you. This is your girl, Chavette Mitchell, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on iShoutForJoy.com. Hey!
That's right. She always got the intro, y'all. My man, Minister George Day, how you doing, boss?
Hello, hello, hello.
You feeling good today?
I'm doing real
good. Ready to go in today?
Ready to go in.
All right, he went in last week now. I'm scared.
Get
my
back,
man,
watch out.
The Pastor Lewis. John,
hey,
how you feeling, bro?
What's going on, family? How y'all doing?
Been all over the place, man.
Been all over the place, hey, but I can't find nobody like Jesus.
There it is.
That's it.
Nobody nowhere.
Hey, let me go ahead and shout out my sponsor, our Dream Clip Productions, my man Dominique Davis, the CEO. Y'all can go ahead and check his website out at www.dreamcliponline.com. Y'all make sure y'all reach out to that brother. He can get your business soaring and get your name out there like he's been doing my website, lifeloverreligion.com. All right, now, Men Confess, y'all know how we do every week, me and my co-host.
Tell it all.
And I feel bad for Chavette sometimes because the Men Confess, but she got to be, you got to represent for the ladies in here, and, you know, she got to combat us with certain things. So, but she hold on.
Listen, women want to hear men talk about relationships. We tired of listening to each other talk.
Okay.
So women want to hear what y'all have to say. So share.
All right. So normally we can't even get through but nothing but like 3-4 questions in here. So I'm going to go ahead and just start it off. I'm going to pick one of these questions. This actually, I'm doing questions based on what the listeners have been requesting us to talk about. So we got a voice. We have an audience, so we're going to go ahead and go through these questions. I want y'all to keep it real, be honest, and just think about the fact that you got all different types of people listening. So make sure you try to give an answer that could maybe uplift and help somebody, but be real at the same time. One of the questions regarding, does everybody have kids? No? Yes?
Yeah.
No?
Yes.
All right, so regarding having kids, one of the listeners said, why do some men not take care of their own kids but play daddy to, like, a new girlfriend or new chick in their lives? And before y'all go, now I want to say, if it's just been why do men not take care of their kids, you can talk about that all day. But think about it. Now, like I said, think about the audience. Now, if you're a woman and you have a kid with somebody and not taking care of their kid, but then all of a sudden you found they got a new girlfriend, and you see them playing daddy, and they teach them how to ride a bike and doing all that. Now, think about how that could hurt you on the inside. Now, so, men, how do y'all feel? What do you think is the reason? And don't come in here and say, well, I don't do it, so I don't know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? Think about what's the reason that these guys, because they all guys that do this. They'll play daddy and be the best daddy in the world to the new girl. But their current kid, they're not taking the time to become a dad. What you think? Somebody go in.
I would say that that's not right. I would say that he should do a better job of spending time with his own blood, his own flesh, his children. For whatever reason, he's not. He just needs to be educated that what he's doing is totally messing up his priorities. I will say this, that the reason why he is playing the daddy to the other one is because it comes with the territory of the new woman. You will not be able to have a successful relationship with a new woman if you do not take in her children. And so he has really just gone to a place where he shouldn't be. I think he needs to turn around and really go back to his own children and be a father to them. And if he wants to be a play daddy to the other child, that will come as a second priority. But you got to be a father to your kids first.
What you got, George?
I was going to say, you would have to examine what went on between the two, the reason why he's not there in the first place. Obviously, there's something that went wrong. There's no excuse for not fathering or taking care of your own child.
Right,
no excuse.
Right.
But there's no excuse for that. But there may have been something there going on with maybe the man and the woman, an issue there that, if he has to take the care of the kid or he has to see the kid, it reminds him of the mother, and he don't necessarily want to talk bad about the mother.
Good point.
So he may distance himself from that. But, beyond it's something that it's no reason for him not to take care of the child. So I would think that it would have to be something, the relationship between him and the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Can I speak on that?
Go ahead, Sweet. Go ahead.
I think, it's no excuse for that because, like, you have situations where the mother and father might not get along, but that shouldn't affect the kid. And, even if it's, okay, I knock on the door or I call you from the car, I don't even got to come in your house, I call you from the car, send my son outside. I ain't got to speak to you, I ain't got to come in your house. That ain't got nothing to do with me spending time with my son. And you know what I'm saying? Like, people need to get out of that mentality that, just because I got a problem with my baby father or my baby or my child's father or my child's mother, that it affects the kid. And people, that's just not an excuse at all.
Now, let me say, too, the question is, these men are not taking care of their kids, but then when they get a new girlfriend or their new boo, new chick, then they want to take care of the kid. Now, let me say this. Mr. George hit a good point. There could be an issue between them two because, there's probably past history between him and the mother.
Right.
And I definitely don't believe he was making an excuse or promoting what they do, but he just pointed out a reason why. The question was, why are they doing it? So we're basically taking a shot at why they're doing it. I want to say they both hit good points because you do want to take care of – if you got this girl that you want to be in her life, like Judah said, you ain't getting too far with the girl if you're not able to take care of the kid. And it's evident in the fact that you wasn't able to maintain your previous relationship because now you're not able to take care of the kid as well. My thing is this, though. Another thing is I'm thinking about guilt. Like, imagine if you're a man and you're not taking care of your child, I guarantee you, whether you're doing it or not, something inside of you is messing with you. I ain't saying it's eating you up. I don't know, because it depends on who you are. But you're thinking about it. So imagine if I'm that person, I'm not taking care of my child, and I'm not doing it about it, but I'm at home kind of, you know, man, I ain't taking care of my child. And I'm feeling bad on some level. Now, I meet this new girl. She got a child. I may, I'm not saying it's right, but I may feel like, let me go ahead and what I wasn't doing before, let me, you know, do it differently this go around. Now somebody gonna come back and say, well, you need to go and turn that to your own child, which is true. But I'm just saying, maybe men are thinking that guilt aspect is creeping in. So this next go around, they gonna do that along with what Judas said, that they want to make sure the relationship right. So they gonna go ahead and play daddy.
They're gonna play daddy even if it's for a minute.
You right,
just for a minute.
I mean, sometimes people, men, take the easy route out. You know, what is easy, what is comfortable. And I know this is going to sound bad, and I don't mean it in a bad way, but, you know, that phrase, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
So it's like if they are kicking it, whatever, with the new girl, and they're always around her, and the child is there, then it's going to be easy for him to be a part of that child's life. Whereas if he has to make arrangements, see it. I'm not making excuses.
Please don't
think that. But I'm just the human nature. I think
we
gravitate to what is easy, what's comfortable, to work, you know, work out what we have that we maintain right now, as opposed to really trying to go back and establish a relationship. And I really think it's sad that men would really fault the child and hold the child accountable because him and the girl can't get it together. And that's usually what happens, is they don't want to deal with the baby mama or whatever.
You said it. Yeah, I mean, you hit the out of sight, out of mind. Now you got beef with the baby mom, so you don't even like going to deal with her. Whether you meet them in the car or you go into the house, you don't like dealing with her and that whole thing. So at home, so you got out of sight, out of mind. Then you got this new girl who you're not beefing with, and a fresh start, and you're feeling good about the previous thing, so you're going to go hard in this next one. So everybody's answer kind of, if you put everybody's answer together, that may be the reason why this thing is happening.
Yeah,
to answer your question.
Just throw in, there might be some baby mothers that is no drama.
It ain't automatic drama. You're right.
It's
just a deadbeat daddy.
Yep.
Some
dudes
just
let's
deadbeat.
Put that out.
But brothers, call your children. Call your children. Call your children. Hang out with them. Take them to McDonald's. All they really want is McDonald's and Pizza Hut anyway.
And mothers,
and go to the movies. Just spend some time with your children.
And mothers, stop making this all. Don't have your children tell your children how bad their daddy is and how trying their daddy.
Oh God! Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
That's the last thing a dude want to do is pick up his kid and mama say you blah blah blah.
Right. Right. The child got to ask based on what his mama said.
And now you're explaining yourself to your 2-year-old or 3-year-old, 4-year-old child.
Because if the dude trifling for real, the kid gonna find out for himself eventually.
Eventually.
That's true.
Right.
Good point.
And if the mama is trifling, the child gonna find out eventually.
Yeah.
You feel me? It can go both ways.
McDonald's, what you have for dinner? We had McDonald's.
But this is the reason why I ain't with your mama anyway. You see what I'm saying? You can't really get that till you get a little older. Right. So I can break it down. This is why I ain't with her now.
This is why your mama trifling.
Conversation. We're not gonna get it.
When you get older, make sure you don't get nobody like your mama. You know what I'm saying? Like when you telling your child that.
All right. So we got another question from a listener. And if you just tuned in, you are listening to
the Vincent Ellis White Show on ourshoutforjoy.com.
Co-hosted by your girl, Charvette Mitchell. Okay, so we have a question that came in, or question, comment, statements that came in from a listener. And they said, why do some men say they feel trapped in a relationship and then they try to have another relationship on the side?
Booyah.
Why don't you just leave the girlfriend alone? So you have a girlfriend and you saying you trapped and it ain't working out and she not doing this and she not doing that. You putting all this in another girl's ear, but yet you never left the girlfriend. And I know a real life situation. I'm going to try not to share too much just in case they listen, but
wait,
I'm telling
minute,
you, I had this conversation because I got a girlfriend who is a friend with a dude who got a girlfriend, and everything is negative. She don't do this. She don't do that. She do all of the stuff she don't do. And yet,
okay,
he's still there. What's that about?
What's the level of their relationship? Are they engaged? They married? Or
the girlfriend and they live together.
Okay, say no more. They live together.
So
he has made a financial decision to live with this girl that he's not happy with. So from a financial standpoint, she is helping with the rent, with the bills, with the everything else, but he's not happy there. And so it's not going to be really easy for him to up and just leave that relationship because she has her furniture there, her TV, her such and such, her this, her clothes. And so if it's her house, then he needs to be a man and then go get his own spot.
But this is his house.
Yes. Oh, well, you know, if the relationship ain't working, I'm sorry. But let me
go back to the question now. Why? Now, I know the answer, but I'm being a host here.
But why?
I'm being a host here. Why does he go start a new relationship with somebody on the side?
He's just using that other girl to vent, and he may or may not be interested in her. He's just venting to her, which isn't right. Anyway, maybe she's just a friend that he's venting to, and because she's a woman, she can understand.
Now, treating that like this scenario that Charvette just gave, but just on a general scale, because I think it's a bunch of different answers to this.
It's a bunch of different answers.
I've done this as well as yeah. I know
the
answer to this.
Confess.
No doubt.
Maybe you want to a woman to find out
confess.
What she thinks.
Nah, I think
in terms of what's going on.
Sometimes.
Sweet, you done this?
Yeah, I did.
For real, honestly, I never really been the type of person to stay somewhere that I'm not happy.
Exactly, that's my point. Bingo.
If he's not happy, he needs to go.
No, it ain't bingo. It's chess.
That's just me personally. Dang. I just never been one of the people. If I'm always complaining about you, you got to go because you or me, it ain't no whole lot.
Now, go ahead.
I was gonna say the thing is that if you are invested. And by, like he was saying, you know, you stay with this person, y'all are paying for everything, sharing, and, you know, there was a moment of happiness. There's something there that you're staying, but you just want to out.
See, he going where I was going. Like I said, I have done this. Show is called Men Confess, and if it was not called that, I would still confess. That's what I do. Now, look, I'm telling y'all that. He's right, though, because it don't have to be a financial obligation or whatnot.
That's right.
But as he stated, it could be there's some piece of happiness there. Yeah. But first of all, you got to think about game. Now, we're talking about game here. If you got a woman on the side and you're actually speaking to this woman on the side and she knows that you have a current relationship, why are you going to talk about your relationship like it's the best thing in the world? I'm so happy. This is why I'm happy. Da da da. Now, this you're going to make this new girl think, why am I here?
Why am I here?
So, what you do is, ain't number game, you down the relationship.
Right.
I don't like this about her. I don't like this, this, and this. But this is why I'm staying because of whatever, a child. I know with me.
I don't want to hurt her feelings.
Yeah. I'm going to tell y'all, though. That could be game or that could be real because, like I said, I've been there. I've ran the game to the point where you make it like I don't want to hurt her feelings or we've been together so long. But on the real, too, I know one thing, even being the best player I thought I was being, one thing I hated was hurting a girl's feelings. It sounds so crazy, but I hated that. And just, I mean, y'all can make the faces here. I did,
yeah.
Though. If y'all been there, you can run the game, but you used to try to run it so well where sometimes I would set it up to where I would make it so. There's some real stuff right here, y'all.
Real stuff.
I would make it so if I want out of the relationship, I would find a way to make it so that they seem like they're the reason.
Mm.
So it's not like I'm the bad guy.
Minimal damage.
Boom. Yeah. So it's not like I'm the bad guy. So y'all got to y'all got to learn that.
We get out of this as easy as possible.
Look, as easy as possible, right? So for example, like Charvette, me in a relationship, and I know you're digging me hard,
mm-hmm.
but I know I want out. Especially if I already got this girl on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I always hated to look like the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I always hated that. I was the bad guy, but I hated it. So I would do. Me and you would have whatever issues going on, and. I could be trying to make everything right. And once you slip up and do something bad, I could have been doing bad the whole time. Once you slip up, I'm going to point it out. Women like to make themselves feel guilty all the time. It's going to eat you up. And then I'm going to say, you know what, Charvette? I can't do this no more. I can't do this.
So would you leave it?
And you know what? I've been so good to you, Charvette. But now you're going to do me like this?
Yep.
Me like this?
Well, can't we just work it out?
No, you know what? I'm too old. I don't do the workout thing no more. You know what I'm doing? So I'm done. Now I'm done. Now see, you at home listening to all the Luther songs and you feeling bad, everything. And then you know what I do? I didn't go on to the new girl.
Remember.
I go on to the new girl, but guess what? My old girl still, check the game, my old girl still want me back because she think it's her fault.
And she called no girl, girl.
Bada boom.
I didn't mess up.
Minimal damage.
Wow.
Minimal damage.
I mean,
minimal
this is like the player game.
Even though I don't want you,
open.
Even though I don't want you no more, I still don't want to be enemies with you.
Mm.
I just want to move on.
The lane is open all day.
And
it's their fault. The lane is open.
And you don't never want to burn your bridges, guys.
You don't never want to burn your
bridges. The bridge ain't burned because, according to you, the girl, it ain't me. It's your fault.
So you always left the door open for the comeback.
So it's like he in a relationship.
Y'all listening.
The man confess.
All I can say.
And like I said, I don't have no problem confessing because I ain't doing it no more.
Yeah.
If I was doing it, I wouldn't confess nothing.
Let's summarize this. Because the question was, why don't you just leave? So one, now Sweet said he gonna leave. He ain't gonna burn
everybody
the bridge.
Everybody right? Yeah,
but he ain't gonna leave. But I hear another answer of you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah,
because you want to kind
of
keep.
It's
the
a
door
couple
open.
Things.
It's all. Good.
I mean, it's like I said, it's multiple answers. Like, cause there's been times that I just left as well. There's been times I've stayed because I'm worried about feelings. There's been times that me and the girl we got family ties, church ties, friend ties. You got all these things. Everybody want to see y'all together, so that makes it much harder to break it off because now you're breaking off everything.
And I mean, like, sometimes you will just leave, like, you do the, sometimes you, the honesty route works even better, you know what I'm saying? Because you just be like, I'm going to go, I like you too much to hurt you, and I, you know what I'm saying? I think we should go ahead and leave while we still can be friends. And you leaving with her respecting you because you told her the truth. So she's like, okay, he did tell me the truth. So if it don't work out with the old joint, you still can come back because she still got the respect for you.
All right.
All right, y'all, look, let's take a, the men confess. On the Vincent Ellis White Show, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to go back into two or so of these questions, get back into it. The men confess, y'all.
Don't you go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to capture the moment and didn't want to pay an arm and a leg? The perfect wedding but no video. A band with no promo to show. A class reunion but nothing to remember it by. A new business but nothing to show what it's all about. Dream Clip Production is the only way to go. Nothing but high definition and state-of-the-art top quality work lets us bring Hollywood to you, making your dream a reality. We create memories that last a lifetime. So call us 757-771-0288 or visit us on the web at www.dreamcliponline.com.
Yes, sir, and we back. If you're just tuning in to Vincent Ellis White Show, I got the Men Confess. We're going in to hear y'all broadcasting live. I got everybody in the studio with me. I shout for Joy Studios. We've been going in, y'all. We're talking about men that we just confessing, man. We talking about men that are in current relationships, but they get a relationship on the side, and they're saying they feel trapped. The women want to know why don't the men just leave. And another thing, I think, you know, as we spoke before, I think in a previous show, women think differently than men, so women might look at it like, why don't you just leave? But men got a whole plethora of reasons why they didn't leave or felt like they couldn't leave.
Fantasia said, if you don't want me, then don't talk to me.
And see,
go ahead
and you know
free
what?
Yourself.
And you know what? That's a good thing she brought that up because you know what? Women will say something like, if you don't want me, tell me, or just be honest.
Uh-huh.
Now, that has always been a set-up statement.
A trap.
As soon as you be honest,
it is a trap.
Look, we want to know. The women want
to
know.
I don't think all these women, when they say be honest, I don't think they want you to be honest. Because on the real, we're talking about on the real now, if you be honest, and let's say your reason is something frivolous, like you don't like the way they do a certain thing or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, who want to hear that?
Yeah.
A woman don't really want to hear that, especially if that's the reason you're leaving. There's some men out here that would leave because a woman ain't doing something right or not doing something enough. You know what I'm saying? So... So if you come out and tell them that, everybody ain't gonna be receptive to that. So what men, which you still need to be honest. I'm just saying, but what some men may do is like, she's saying be honest, but I'm gonna find a different reason because she ain't gonna take that one too well. You know what I mean? So they find something else. Now you can start this web of lies. You know what I mean? And then you can compound it on with. You can just start pulling stuff out the bag then, and you don't do this, and, you know, we argue, and this happened last time, I still ain't get over this last time, and da-da-da. And see, if you're a woman and you're not strong mentally, you're going to be like, what? I did all that? Well, we can work on it. You know what I'm saying?
Like Chrisette Michelle said, blame it on me. Yeah. Say it's my fault.
Right.
That's the reason.
But one thing I learned, you're going to be wrong either way, because if you tell the truth, you're wrong, because you don't supposed to tell a girl that. If you lie, you're wrong for your lying. So it's like, you might as well go ahead and be real. And get, if you're going to be wrong for being right.
There it is. All right, y'all. So we tried to tackle being trapped in a relationship, but getting a relationship on the side. If you got all that drama going on in your current relationship, yes, you should get out. But if you don't get out, what a beautiful outlet. I'm looking, thinking about what the men think about. What a beautiful outlet to go find somebody that you don't have all this stuff going on with. That's what they're thinking. They're like, well, I got this thing. I got this new thing going on, and I ain't got to deal with all that stuff that I'm dealing with at home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should just get out, but it ain't that easy for me to get out. So I'm trying to work out this thing where I got it here and I got it there. I think she also mentioned on the question to having your cake and eating it too. And that's a part of it too.
Yep.
I mean, you know how, I mean, a lot of these men just want to have the cake and eat it too. You already got the cake at home. It might be a couple things going on with it, but bottom line, you still got the cake until you get rid of it. But then you want to go get another piece. You want to get the ice cream on the side and all that stuff.
And a whole lot of times, too, the drama might not be as drama as they put it on to be, neither.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Sometimes
dudes will make it seem like it's better than it is, so the chick on the side think, oh, is he going to leave her soon, so I'm going to be the main joint.
When
he really ain't going nowhere because shorty doing everything she supposed to do.
And I think that's my friend's situation. I don't think it is bad as he make it seem, because everything this girl doing is not wrong. You can't tell me everything. Every time you talk about her, it's something she done did wrong or she don't know to do. Or I'm not talking about, I'm just talking about general stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it can't be.
It can't be. I mean, and if it's fully going on like that, the way he put it, now that's when I go back to what Sweet said. I think that most men would leave at that point. If it was really going on as much as that, I think that's when most men would leave. I'll get past the hurt your feelings thing and all that at that point. So it ain't going on as strong as what you got. But you got to put it out there like that. Because you know what? On the flip side, too, imagine if you go to a girl and you tell her about all these problems you got going on. You know, a girl's got this thing where they feel so compassionate for you. And they're like, oh, really? Is that going on? Well, I can take care of you this way. You know what I mean? So, like, they feel bad for you, too. They're going to gain.
That's using that nurturing experience against them.
Boom, right. Nurturing. Right. They want to nurture you right there. Well, let me show you. She don't do this. She don't do that. This is what I would do if I was with you. And they also, like Sweet said, they want to stick around because they want you to, some of them may want you to leave and then come to them so they can do you better, like, you know, according to that. So, there it is. That's your answer.
There it is.
All right. So another question, very good one here, is why will a man continuously mess with a thirsty chick? And I'm going to stop on thirsty chick. I got it.
Y'all define that, please.
That's a slang term that a lot of people are using now and basically saying
Sweet's about to jump out his seat. He's like, let me get on that.
Sweet already know it. But that's what it is. A lot of the you know, young people are using thirsty chick, and what that is like somebody that's quick to give it all up, either fast or for some money or something like that.
Oh.
A lot of men, that could be that chick we were just talking about, the one on the side. So why will a man continuously mess with a thirsty chick but not take the time to get to know the ones who don't do that, don't put themselves out as thirsty or, you know, easy? And just give a little side note. She said, what's funny about that is men don't want the ladies who hold off and make them wait and, you know, maybe cherish what they have.
Right.
They don't want these men, and they leave the ones who do that because I guess they don't want to wait that long,
right.
So they go to these thirsty chicks. So side note is the men are kind of, men say they want a good woman, good woman, but when the ones come and they make them wait a little while, you know, they're ready to push them off for these thirsty chicks that are a lot easier.
But he not going to marry a thirsty chick.
Yeah.
You better know that.
That's the thing about it. Dude's not leaving. They not leaving a good woman for a thirsty chick. They might creep with a thirsty chick and mess up accidentally, but they not leaving.
We
not condone
that.
I mean, but they not going to purposely leave, like, a good home for a thirsty chick, for real. And because a thirsty chick is a chick that don't have nothing going for herself, ain't trying to have nothing going for herself but you and whatever you can bring to the table.
Right.
And most dudes ain't going to leave a chick that's doing what she's supposed to be doing and handling business for a thirsty chick.
Jude, I want to hear your comments.
Yeah.
I'm quiet.
Jude, look, take it all the way back to your teenage years, your young years.
What? I mean, come on. Don't put me on the spot like that. The pre-puppy thing. But you know what? A thirsty chick is just somebody that's temporary. This is somebody to get me over the hump. this is somebody that's going to get me from point A to point B. Things might not be going well on the home front. Let me just use this as my outlet for a minute.
Right.
Even though we don't condone that. You know, mm-hmm. I'm talking from a pastoral standpoint. I don't condone any of that. Mm-hmm. But from my past,
come on,
I can say that because there's so many options out here.
Wow.
There are a lot of
there's
options
so many
out
options.
Here. And the minute, you know, you feel like, you know, you got your stuff together, you might have a nice job, you know, that pays you well, some benefits.
All right now.
You might have a ride that's cool. You might have yourself together in terms mm-hmm. of your hygiene and you know how to speak to a woman. You know, there are women out here who are looking for that. And so what you do is you put yourself in this category that, you know, these are the men that women are really, really trying to get nowadays because the men are just so few and far between.
Right.
So because for that man there are so many options, he might feel as though he does not have to settle down with one of them.
Mm,
he could be with
though.
Several of them because there are so many of them.
That's true.
And so this is the wrong mindset to have. Pick one and do your diligence with that one. You know, get in holy matrimony and live before God the way he's supposed to. But there is the brother who does not want to yield to that, does not want to just pick one. They want several.
Come
and
on,
they
man.
Might be married and still have several. Oh, they might have
now.
A girlfriend and have several.
Come on,
so you just have to be mature as a young man. You have to really make up your mind what it is you want. And if who you're with is not who you want, then you need to find who you want. And that's just the honest to God truth.
Mr. Joy, what you got on it?
As he laughs.
No, I ain't going to do it. Go ahead. What you got on it? I just like to ask people a random question. Go ahead. What you got on it, player?
I agree with Judah over there. A lot of reasons. I'm thirsty. That's a new term. I never heard that before.
You got it now, though. You're going to hear it. Lock it in.
But they pick because, you know, they want to play. It depends. Like it's like Sweet said, you know, they're not going to marry a thirsty chick. But, you know, the reason why they're going around because, you know, they just want to play. They want somebody quick. They're not really going to meet moms. They're not going to meet dads. It's just going to be that thing they want to play with on the side.
Yeah.
Then eventually when they get to that point, you know, they're going to leave their toys alone and look for a woman.
Yeah, you know where the drama come in is see they playing with this thirsty chick and they thinking it's temporary. But then, you know, a lot of times what happened, they mess around and slip and they have a kid with the thirsty chick.
Right.
Oh,
now they stuck
right.
with the thirsty chick.
And they get married to the thirsty chick.
That's her.
We back at question number one.
Boom. See, now, but see, you know what? It's good we back at question number one because this is a domino effect.
Yes,
so men need to think,
man.
When you're out here ready to play, you're out here trying to have your cake and eat it too, trying to have several, as he stated, look at what can happen. I mean, everything from the baby to the drama. Chavette, y'all ain't catch it, but she said somebody get cut.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Look at the drama. Women
days.
Ain't playing out here.
Out your window, out your car.
Yeah, they need to
have a knife in their purse.
They need to go ahead and just make the whole CIA females, because females are like so covert with their.
And let me point out something too. I think Chavette wanted a good one, and she gonna cut you.
She was one of the. She got a brand new knife from Target.
And she gonna cut you.
No word.
I want y'all to understand. If Chavette Mitchell. If Chavette Mitchell would cut you,
any of them would cut you.
Then you'll get shot.
You'll be a cut up
for somebody else.
No.
No clarification needed. No clarification needed.
I'm
going
to
pray about it first, though.
No, to get things off of me, I would like for the panel, for you all to speak to the girl that's not the thirsty chick. What would you all say to her to keep her going down the right track?
Wait. Now, that's perfect. You say that because my last thing, what I want to do, I want to end it on a positive note. And I was going to say, I want the men in here, I think it was one of my questions, but I didn't get to put on there. I was going to say, I want the men in here to tell us what you like about either your current wife, or if you don't have one, what do you look for in somebody that you want to take to the next level? Kind of intertwines with what Chavette just said, but she's saying more along the lines of that one that's there. What can you do, or who can you, you know, be or bring out in yourself so that he don't ever have to go to the thirsty chick? I already had it on my mind. I love it. Who want to go first?
I would say for the woman who is withholding and is living holy before God, you keep doing what you're doing, sister, because class will attract class.
Right.
And
all right now.
don't know what he's going to say next, but all right, now.
Rules will attract me.
There you go.
You can feel what I'm saying.
That was in my head, too.
Yeah, I wanted to say what I really want. But
I had
mules will attract,
it
will attract mules. So, you know, you keep on doing what you're doing. Because
beautiful thing.
You know, it is what it is. So, you know, hey.
Hold on a little longer.
George Dale.
Which question am I answering first? Which one?
They kind of one and the same. What should they be doing? Either A, or you can say, what has your wife done that to make you say, look, this is it. This is home. This is what got going on.
I like my wife because she's a strong woman and she doesn't really tolerate. So that would be one thing. You have to be strong.
Right.
You can't be swayed by man's opinion on what they think of you. So that brings me to, you know, knowing your worth as far as a woman. You have to know what you're worth and never settle. When you find yourself settling for anything, then that's when you're headed for trouble in that standpoint. And I love
that's
my wife
point.
For that because she doesn't settle from nothing but the best for me.
Mm.
Big shout out to Ty.
Hey, you know, and he hit on the nail, man. If a woman knows their worth, like, they're not going to settle for whatever. I mean, and settling is different. Go ahead.
Can I say there's a difference between knowing your worth and then just being arrogant and obnoxious about
it?
It
is.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's true.
And it's a thin line sometimes, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to say, too, kind of answering the question Chavez had about what can you do. First of all, you got to know the man because, I mean, you could be doing it all, and if you got the wrong man, he going to go find that thirsty chick anyway. So let me put that out there. But let's say you got, you know, the man with the good potential, good man, the whole nine, and you just want to know what can you do. And I think it varies. I mean, Lewis hit it on a global scale. I mean, you do that, you're good to go. But I'm just saying for the individual man, I think it varies. And for me, I like somebody that, like he said, knows their worth, very strong, confident. With me, I like supportive. Like, I have a lot of stuff going on, and I like a woman that is supportive. I like a woman that's an encourager. And with me, I'm really big on that because I've had women that will, like, be there, and when you got something going on, they'll pat you on the back, hey, good job, keep going, but they ain't never bought none of your stuff, or they ain't never looked read none of your stuff.
Man, come on, brother.
Oh, but I put it out there now. Look, they ain't never read it.
And
they ain't never come to your
concert.
They ain't come to your concert.
I
feel like preaching up again.
Look.
Don't listen to your show.
I'm just saying.
Jesus.
But when you got that woman that say, you writing a book, and she read the rough draft.
Come on.
Bro, hold up now.
Let's see what you're
change this around. Change this, change that. You got an event next month. She switched some things around so she can be there.
That's what I'm talking about.
She give you her opinion. Now, that's what I'm saying. That I like that about a woman.
Yes.
And I think that's a beautiful thing. That's what I have looked for, as well as confident, strong, God-fearing, virtuous woman. And woman that I don't want nobody's out there living in the world. And since I did all that
thirsty.
Club stuff, thirsty, I don't need no thirsty. I don't need none of that.
Right.
I don't need the club. I don't need none of that. I need a woman that's, you know, just it's, I'm about her and she about me.
Yeah.
And we taking things, we handling things on a grown perspective. And I mean, I have somebody like that, and it's a beautiful thing because when you're doing all that stuff, it ain't no point of you even looking left or right for the thirsty chick. You may look and see a chick that may look attractive, but sometimes you can either see them on the outside, and you can already tell they got one of those thirsty qualities that you don't even need.
Yes.
You
yes.
know what I mean?
Yes.
So, look, you look straight.
Ready to keep it moving.
Look straight,
yeah,
I mean.
Some Sprite, something.
I honestly. People tell me I'm picky when I list all that stuff, but I feel like that stuff ain't hard.
No, it's
I mean,
not.
If you the right, if you got the right person, it's not hard. But people act like it's so hard. Like, how can you ask request all these things in one person? But
right.
Yo, I set my bar high.
Okay.
I need a girl that can set their bar high too. If I can reach that bar, they reach my bar. We rocking, we rolling. It's like that.
All
you got
right.
Like I said, I just want what I look for in a female is you got to have a mind of your own. I don't want a female that's running around quoting song scriptures, whatever the hottest song is, that's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I want a female who can think for herself and a female who knows, because sometimes we get, like, men and when we get caught up in what we want and we don't recognize what we need.
Mm-hmm.
So I want somebody who knows what they need and deserve, not necessarily what they want.
All right, so it sounds like good girls, you need to still keep being good. Church girls. They'll keep being the church girl. Proverbs 31 woman. Keep on keeping it on.
Keep on keeping on. Man,
you
want somebody who's sweet, somebody who's attractive, somebody who's classy, and you still save, and you still got your own mind,
and
you still got some sense of self.
Yeah, and
no doubt.
Remember, if a man is willing to wait for you, then that's the one that's deserved, because if he's willing to put in the work and put in that weight, that means he's really there for you. So, you know what I'm saying? If a dude ready to leave you just because he ain't waiting for you, he won't work for you anyway.
There it is, but you got to know your worth to recognize that. So you got, I mean, it's all the stuff we've been saying intertwines with each question. If you don't know your worth, then, and he's saying he don't want to wait, then you go ahead and give it up to think because you need to keep him. But if you know your worth, if you don't want to wait, let him roll, because somebody's going to wait. But you got to know that somebody's going to wait.
5 years is too long.
And a real man,
5 years is too long.
Yeah. But I'm saying, if
5 years? That's next show.
That's the next show.
10 years? If that's how long it takes you to put the ring on her finger, that's your fault.
That's your fault.
What if I'm offering her the ring after 1 or 2 years? She's like, no.
I wish somebody would tell me no. Hey, look.
I'm just saying.
Let me say we started on another show, but let me tell y'all something.
That ain't
gonna happen. I'm sorry. Let me tell y'all something. I'm being for real. Let me propose. Now, look.
No.
Now, hold up. Look. It's hard
for you to get up off your knees.
It is hard for
it. It ain't gonna work out.
Let me make sure this is clear now.
Girl, you're the jack.
I had this conversation with a woman, I think, a few days ago. It's so hard for a man to propose. I mean, it's good when you get there and you know you're ready. But I'm just saying, men, it's just hard, bro. So what I'm saying is, let me dare propose. I don't care who listens. Look, I don't care who listens to this show. Let me dare propose.
She said we get up. Okay.
And she
said
no.
Let's talk about this.
It's over.
And she say no. I'm gonna say dot 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 after that.
No, you can't say no. Dot dot dot.
Hey, y'all making me mad now. Cause I'm thinking. I'm picturing myself on the ground.
Don't get mad.
I'm picturing myself on the ground. I wish she said no.
If she tell you to get up off your knee, let's talk about this.
I wish she say no.
It ain't right.
I feel good because I ain't got nobody that's going to say no. But if you dare say no,
don't make him wait 5 and 10 years.
Take that ring out the cupcake.
Boy, Jesus. We going to have some drama. All right, so
what's long enough? What's long enough to take, though? I know we ain't got no more time, but Lord.
What's long enough to date? I don't know.
I think it varies on age, your connection, your spirituality. I think it can be a shorter period of time. It could be longer when you're younger, but...
Now, let me say...
I'm almost
let me
40,
say,
so it ain't going to be no years and years.
Let me say, I used to be the dude that said... Take all the time you want, da da da. But I'm gonna tell y'all something. I have had a different mind change. When you get that person that's right for you, I'm being real now. I guess I ain't had the right person. Because I always say the years and years is fine. But wait. But listen, this is maturity I'm talking now. Listen. When you get that person that's right, you be ready to make it happen. And I'm telling y'all that I got somebody right now. And I ain't got the money for the, you know. But I'm just saying,
money
I know
me now.
But I know that I got somebody right. So it ain't going to take long is what I'm saying. So my mind frame has changed. Hey.
So is there a set time limit on dating?
I ain't got no set time limit. It ain't going to be too long for me.
It's when God tells you to move.
Hey. And when God provides you that credit or that money to get that ring.
And
when he's taking the move.
See the ring across.
But see, but no. If I need to start off with a quarter of a carrot.
See that?
That's
looking at me like I'm crazy.
No.
If I just start you on with a quarter of a carrot, and we're going through half a carrot.
That's why I shot that. See, he got to save up for you. That's why he taking 4 years. He got to save up for the 10-carat ring.
I'm a big girl. All I got to say, you need to be able to see the ring.
Oh, Lord.
Is it a ring size or is it a matter of my heart?
Is it the size of the love or the size
of
the
diamond? We gotta come back.
That's the size of the diamond equates to the size of the love for you.
Oh, Jesus. Joking. We gotta come back.
Mostly joking. All right, y'all. Before we go, if anybody got any events, anything going on, let me just start off by thanking all my guests for coming. We've been doing this. I think this is show number 6.
Yes.
Show number 6. So beautiful things. Still high rates. Men confess. We really confess this go around.
Yes.
Follow me on Twitter, LifeRevRVA. Facebook is the Vince Ellis White Show. Get my book, The Fully Seasoned Man's Relationship Recipe, new book coming, Finding Chris, My Father. Charvette, what you got going on?
Oh, my goodness. Check me out on Charvette.com. Also, follow me on Twitter, Twitter.com/Charvette. And, of course, connect with me on Facebook, Facebook.com/Charvette. I have some webinars, some seminars, a whole bunch of stuff going on. So check me out. Oh, and if you need a website, check me out, too.
There it is. Anybody else got anything going on? Talk to me before we go.
Hey, 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 it's Judah. Check me out. I'm on Twitter, Judah_Tribe. I'm on Facebook under Judah Orr. My personal page, Lewis Johnson. We have the leading men that I'm meeting next week. We're trying to reverse the curse and change the mindset of our young men, of our community. So
Right. Check
me out, 12 o'clock p.m. next Saturday. And you can check out the website. Check out my music at ReverbNation.com/UrbanWorshipper.
The man. All right, y'all, we're going to wrap it on up. Next week, I have the women confess. Now, I'm going to let y'all brothers know real quick before we go. They told me one day when I can make this thing an hour, they want everybody
bring
in the studio.
Bring it.
Fine.
Bring it.
Women, y'all hear that? They said, bring it.
I ain't never scared.
Never scared. The pastors, they ain't never scared.
Never scared.
Never scared.
So we get ready to wrap it on up. So y'all remember, keep God first. Keep God first in your, make him the nucleus in your relationships. Wow. And you ain't going to have all these problems if you do. Keep it real with you. Live a holy lifestyle. You do it that way, and everything will work out fine. If you don't do it, you're going to have all this drama. You're going to have thirsty chicks and all the stuff we talked about. So, look.
Thirsty?
Live right. Live righteous. Next week, see y'all. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for joining the Vincent Ellis White Show. If you would like to get in touch with us or become a sponsor of the show, please contact us at 804-852-0449. Write in your show ideas to LLRPublishing@yahoo.com or log on to www.lifeloverreligion.com. And until next week, this is Vincent Ellis White leaving you with a quote, one of my favorites. Dreams come a couple sizes too big so you can grow into them. Have a blessed day.